This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So today we're going to talk about the controversy about D1 athletes and these drafted athletes of the NFL picking white girlfriends and white wives over their black counterparts. Now, here's one guy's take on TikTok that is going viral. It has 560,000 likes on it, and it's also gone viral on X with millions of views. Here's his reasoning.
Why are all these black college athletes that are getting drafted having white women? What's going on? I am going to tell you, as someone that is friends with a lot of D1 football players and D1 basketball players, I'm going to tell you because they have told me. Whoa. Before I get into this, I want to make it clear I'm only into black women. I'm just telling you what they have told me. My man said, bro, how many white women have you seen do the Meg Thee Stallion challenge? And he said, excluding the ones that think they're two shades away from being Lotto. I said, probably only one. He said, okay. Y'all, five of my guys that play on Division I Power 5 football teams, and they start, they were like, Goody, you know the type of NIL deals we got. One of my man said, bro, I was messing with this black girl. She heard about the deal I got and started to request money, Apple Pays and Cash Apps, for her hair and nails. I said, oh shit. My other friends were saying, bro, I would try to take her out to Chipotle, Cava, this and this and that. She would get mad talking about why aren't we going to steakhouses? You're good for it. I said, oh shit. They were like, bro, the white women, they're down to go and get a cup of coffee, go and get some ice cream. My friends were like, bro, the white women we're dating, they pay for a lot of our stuff. I said, what do you mean? They said, bro, they know that we're making some money, but while we're at practice or we're at camp, they got us our favorite Cava bowl, double chicken, right? Waiting for them to come out of practice. My friends are telling me these girls are getting their group projects done, getting their essays done, online tests done, on time. I said, wait, what? I said, bro, what about maintenance? There's no way y'all are not paying for her hair, nails, bags, her lifestyle. He said, bro, first of all, my girl will get her own Starbucks and even get me one, but if I want to be nice, I'll get her something, you know, from Starbucks. And they were like, hair and nails? They don't even care about the nails, really, you know? And if they do it, they do it themselves. Sometimes I pitch in, and I was like, all right, what about hair? They were like, bro, she's white. She just brushes it. We're flat irons it. She wants to be special.
Jesus Christ.
You guys are saving a lot of money. One of my men said this. He just got drafted. He said, bro, I was dating a black girl. Now I'm dating a white girl. And I'm about to marry her. He said, the difference between the black girl and the white girl, the biggest difference is the white girl knows when to shut the up. I said, God. Listen, this is what they told me. Do with the information as you please. If it takes me 10 to 15 years to find a black woman that's compatible with me, that's what I'm going to do. But this is what they told me. So stop.
Okay, there's so many different angles you could look at that from. I'm gonna start off by saying there are classy and trashy white women. There are classy and trashy black women. Let's go ahead and get that out right out of the gate. I don't want none of this racist, that conversation being had there. The bad and good people exist in both realms. There are gonna be white women who want you for your money and say Venmo me for my nails and my hair and my new Givenchy dress or whatever. And there's gonna be black women who do the same. Now, the ratio of the different types of women who would do that within the different race demographics, I don't know. You'd be better pressed to go and ask a man who has experience in both realms, or ask multiple men what they feel about that. He claims to have spoken to multiple men about this. Now, I could see with the difference between black culture and white culture, or at least the generalizations we can make about black culture and white culture, why this might be true. As you're an athlete entering sort of the upper echelon of society, a place of status. And what I mean by that is, you know, he talks about how when have you ever seen a white girl do a Meg Thee Stallion knee challenge or something like that, where maybe white women do not have the same idols and role models that a lot of black women have. And again, not all of them, okay? But you don't see a lot of white women trying to emulate Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion. And if that's the energy that these guys are getting largely from black women, maybe that's why they're gravitating towards white women, if that's even true, when they get drafted. I'd have to see like a breakdown in the numbers of how many black athletes get drafted, what their girlfriends are as far as race, when that happens, what they are, you know, a year later, the year after that, all these different things. We don't even know that this is true. This is just a generalization that people have seemingly noticed and a pattern that they've noticed. Another thing that I could maybe point out is the lack of fatherhood, which affects all races here in the United States, but is particularly impacting the black community. When you do not have that and you don't have a natural, healthy relationship that is modeled for you between men and women, I don't know that you have the energy to bring about a natural and healthy relationship when you're in this young phase in life, right out of college, like these young men and women are. So if you haven't had that modeled, I'm not sure how good you are at applying that to your own life. And maybe these drafted athletes are finding more success amongst white women because they did grow up with mom and dad in the home. They've sort of seen a mother that has treated a man in a certain way. They've seen a father that's treated a woman in a certain way. And they see these sort of give and take relationships play out. And they bring that into their dynamic with these athletes. And that involves, hey, can I make you lunch for when you're going out and you're going to be practicing? Can I grab you something? Oh, you don't have to pay for everything. You know, my mom and dad both work and all these different things. So that's maybe the dynamic that they experience. And these men gain that experience with them. And they're like, oh, yeah, this is much better than the girl who's telling me that I have to pay for her hair and nails and who is blasting Meg Thee Stallion when we're, you know, trying to hang out with the other team members, girlfriends and wives and all these different things. Now, again, these are generalizations about black and white culture, and I don't know how influential they are on these guys' picks. We did have another take on TikTok. This one went a little less viral. 155,000 likes on the platform.
I can tell you very quickly and precisely why black athletes, really athletes of all color, be on white women, but we're talking about black athletes.
So and language warning, sorry about that.
We'll keep it at that. It's because these white women are mushrooms. They're certified eaters.
Okay, now I'm gonna let his take sit there. You heard what he referred to them as. He referred to them as mushrooms, which is sort of what the other guy said at the end of his take. And his point is that white women will put up with a lot more BS from these athletes than a black woman would. That a black woman is going to assert herself when she feels like she's being set aside, that he's not, you know, spending enough attention and money on her, maybe that he's playing around with other women while he's out being an athlete, which we all know a lot of these athletes do. Let's not even play around with that and act like these are some goody two shoes athletes. Some of them may be, but not all of them. And they're making the argument from, I guess, a cultural standpoint that white women are much more likely to put up with that sort of behavior because of the status that they gain, because of the way that they've been socialized, than black women. And black women will create more problems. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what the answer is here. With the D1 athletes and the black athletes, white women, this, that. I'd be curious to hear from you guys. But people, again, are having this discourse and posting about it. Here's a picture that was posted on Twitter. And it says here, this is a damn shame. Black NFL players, wives and girlfriends, that money could be going towards the black community. Nothing wrong with getting a beautiful sister for a wife and girlfriend. I make no apology. I just don't understand why the race matters all that much. You know, if they're gravitating towards white women, they're gravitating towards white women. You have no obligation, whatever race you are, to date within your race or to date outside of your race. And anybody who's trying to push you to do that in any way, shape, or form, I would question that person and view them with a great amount of skepticism as to why they are insinuating that that is something that you should do or pushing you towards that end. If you find a relationship with somebody and she happens to be black, she happens to be white, whatever, That's great. Now, I do think there are maybe cultural conversations we could have surrounding this, and it does bring up an interesting subject matter as to why maybe a black guy would gravitate towards white women when entering this status in society and becoming an athlete in the NFL. But are y'all ready to have the conversation? Can we do it without bringing the claws out? Can we actually genuinely reflect on these things and with nuance and have the discussion? I don't. No. And you know what? I think there's little pieces of this that are true. In my experience, being a half member of both communities, now people would argue that my black community side is more Nigerian, but I grew up in a place that had African Americans as well. So I would say that maybe there is less that a black woman would put up with, but also maybe there'd be a temperament towards creating certain problems where a white woman would not create problems, just culturally. Maybe there is a different dynamic between, you know, family and culture with the role model that white women so often get with a two-parent household that black women more often than not do not get. And these are cultural things that can impact you. Do I honestly think a man is thinking that deeply about these things? No. But it could just be subconscious drivers. At the end of the day, with a lot of these athletes, it might just be she hot, me like, me date, she nice. You know, I think for a lot of men in general, especially of the college age, it's just like, is she nice? Is she hot? And this is white, black, Asian, I don't care what race you are. She hot, me like, she nice is pretty much what a lot of men end up choosing.
We're simple creatures at the end of the day. It's true.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that there's anything else to really say about that. Taylor, do you anything to weigh in on? Did you even know about this controversy?
I did not know about the controversy. I mean, you know, I'm a sports fan. I guess I honestly have never really thought much of the race of male athletes' wives and girlfriends. There's probably something there that so many people are talking about this. Maybe there is some kind of disparity, and it seems like we're always hypersensitive about disparities, and we have to talk about race and analyze all those dynamics. But for me, at the end of the day, it's really simple. Male athletes should not give trash women the time of day, and females should not give trash male athletes the time of day. And if everyone was focused on pursuing wholesome people of high character in relationships, then we could avoid this entire conversation and we wouldn't have to be worrying about gold digger that's or whatever. So that's maybe like a boomer sounding take, but that's pretty much all I have to add. And yeah, it seems all kind of like pointless and avoidable if you just live your life with a little bit more wisdom and less attention to a race, I guess.
100%. Like, I don't care at all about the race of who's dating who or what. It doesn't matter. It's good. There's good and bad people, and you know, hopefully you find the good ones along the way. And if you manage to be attracted to them and build a relationship, even better. Sometimes they're going to be black. Sometimes they're going to be white. Sometimes they're going to be Hispanic. Sometimes they're going to be Asian. You know, so on and so forth. So those are my thoughts on the whole black athletes, white women controversy that is apparently going on every single year when the draft picks go out.